It's graduation season. A lot of high schools graduating right now, today specifically. What do you tell a graduate? Do you tell them? I mean, what kind of advice do you give? I mean, our oldest son graduated high school last year. He's just finished his first year of college. It's tough what to say. Do you say, stay in school? There's no jobs out there. How do you fire up some people? You know what? I need answers. Now, I'd like to pretend I'm the expert on air about this stuff. And so I ran into a very, very interesting gentleman not too long ago. His name is Bob Arriaga. Been in the business a long time. Bob's joining me over here because, Bob, this is very apropos because it's graduation season. Bob, you don't like the term too much life coach, even though I kind of define you. What do you actually call yourself?
Personal development coach, and thank you for having me on your show.
Come on, man. I think life coach is fun because we've heard of these things before. But then again, you know, if I think of a life coach, I think it was sweats and a whistle. I mean, Vince Lombardi. But I mean, you give advice professionally of how to help yourself through life and get out of bad situations. Talk to us about graduations, whether it's a high school or a college. What's good advice you would give to these people today?
Well, I would help them to identify what their motivation is, their motivation factors. It's all, everybody has a trigger, right? And mm-hmm. that trigger is what's going to provide the actions to their behaviors. And so my five steps for helping to motivate yourself in any aspect of your life is to go beyond your limits on a daily basis. Don't fear what you don't already have. And be fearless and be invincible or think these ways. But that way it'll provide you an openness to do whatever you want to do, and you have no limitations then. The second one would be to have goals, but remain flexible with your goals. So that way, you know what, there's no straight line between A and B. You can deviate, you can zigzag, that's okay, everybody does it. The other one is to stop procrastinating. So if you are fearful of, well, you know what, if there's any self-doubt or any type of indecision about where you're going or who you want to be, eliminate those deals and go straight for the jugular vein. Go straight for it. Go with your heart and your desire. As Wayne Gretzky once said, you miss 100% of the shots that you never take.
Good point, yeah.
And then think before you speak. I mean, keep silent rather than expressing something that doesn't serve your purpose. And then one of the last ones that I really celebrate on a daily basis is celebrate your failures. Your most important lessons in life will come from what you don't achieve. Find the opportunities and possibilities with each failure and move forward and move through it.
What do you think about failures, Bob? I mean, no one is perfect. We're all going to fail sometimes. And, you know, sometimes we just can't, you know, face failures. But, you know, in a previous conversation you and I have, and you just said it, you really got to suck it up. You're going to learn probably more about these. You just really need to, you know, look deep inside you and find one of your biggest failures, and you've got to learn from them, I guess.
Absolutely. You know, that's a really, really thought-provoking question, and a lot of people don't want to address it only because they fear that, you know what, if they do fail, that's the end. That's not the end result. You pull yourself up by the bootstraps, and you continue going forward. And, you know, there's a lot of techniques, a lot of lessons out there that you can learn from in order to achieve the results that you want. And, you know, those are the most challenging times.
It does. No, it makes sense. Bob Arriaga joining me here for a few minutes. He is a personal development coach. You like that? Is that better? Did I get it right?
I love it.
We'll give out your website here in a sec. Talk to me. You know, this is an interesting time of year where people now, they're going to slow down because it is summer. They're going to take a little vacation. And this is generally a time where people can maybe take a breath and reflect of where they are in life, specifically with their jobs. A lot of people... This is a tough economy, Bob. A lot of people are stuck in their job. They're not happy with their job. But then again, boy, I tell you what, it's tough to get one. Talk to me what people need to do to figure out how they are happy. Should they start looking? Why they're not getting ahead? It's a very, very big topic, certainly for graduates looking to getting jobs. But people stuck in their rut right now.
Right. Well, you know what? If we see it as a rut, you know, there's a saying that says the difference between a rut and a grave is about 6 inches. And so in order to eliminate that thought, the three areas, or the four areas actually, that I have found in working with individuals, some of the 14,500 CEOs, professional amateur athletes, business leaders, and the general public, their success was attributed to these four factors. Number one, passion. identify what is your driving force. What is it that jazzes you? What is it that juices you? What is it that gives you that opportunity? Every morning when you wake up, you're full of this energy and this vitality that you just want to conquer the world. You're ready to go for it. Focus. How do you utilize this when you're in a flight or fight mode? And by that I mean, if you maintain your focus resonates or that transfers into what your beliefs are, which are also your capabilities, which equal your behaviors. And so, therefore, as long as you maintain your focus, you maintain your composure, you're going to always do well. The last one, or the third one, is mental toughness. This is when you come in that challenging aspect of your life where you're confronted with all these issues and you think, oh, my God, there's just no way out. Turn around. The fastest way out of a hole is to stop digging and turn around and see the daylight. And go for new expectations. Go for things that are going to challenge you, that are going to take you out of your level of comfort. Things that are going to make you bigger and better than what you are now. We, as human beings, are always striving for more and for better in our lives. And the last and not least is to make fun out of any process that you do, any endeavor that you undertake. As long as you indicate that you're going to have fun with whatever it is you're doing, that's going to make it more attractive. Because as kids, that's what we all talked about. We were always wanting to do fun. We were wanting to play. Why? Because it was fun. Why were we doing this? Because it was fun. So that has transferred into our adult life. And as long as we can sometimes think as a child where they have no limitations, where you have no references, to where you just do everything with just unbridled energy and action, you will be totally 100% successful.
Fun. We like it. It's one of the things that I live by. Real quickly, got about a minute and a half. I'm on your website. You're also a personal fitness consultant. Personal fitness actually has a lot to do with your personal well-being and your mindset, isn't it?
Absolutely, 100%. The energy is what drives your life, and energy is also what drives the passion in your life. And as long as you're, 100% physically fit along with your mental attitude, you are invincible and unconquerable.
I'm gonna leave you on this one. Speaking of, I'm gonna stay on the personal fitness and how it can improve. Real quickly, talk to me about the Astros right now. What's your take on the new management at the Astros? What should they be thinking about? Any factors that could play into their success? They need some help, brother.
I think that's a very interesting topic, Michael. As a matter of fact, and I'll be glad to address it in this way. And those three factors, or those four factors that I gave you, where it's passion, where it's focus, where it's mental toughness, and how to make it fun. I think that sometimes when we get into that flight or fight mode, so let's say, for instance, you have a batter who's coming up there. He already has coached himself through the process where he says, okay, you know what? I'm going to get up there, and I'm going to send this puppy over the wall, right? Then as he gets up there and he steps into that batter's box, all of a sudden he has all of these thoughts going through his head. Okay, is my grip right? Am I going to swing a level bat? Am I going to, use my hips to thrust the ball to initiate the movement? You start overthinking the situation, and it's when you overthink it that the challenges occur. And so it's just to remain calm and remain flexible. And I know it's a very, very challenging thing for people to do. However, I have had success with coaching people through that particular situation. And I think that the new management there has the right perspective. They are in a rebuilding year. I know that people who are longtime Astro fans, as myself and my dad, they will find that, they have always been rebuilding. But I think that the concept is there, everything is in place, and I look forward to seeing them make some major changes here in the near future.
Bo Porter, Reed Ryan, but listen up. Bobby Arriaga has got the advice for you. Hey, great stuff. Bob, if anybody wants to give you a shout-out, you've been doing this for 30-some-odd years, a personal development coach. You've done Fortune 500 CEOs to athletes to government leaders and who's who. If they want to reach out to you, how can they find you?
They can call me by 713-553-8044, or they can find me on the web at bobarriaga.com. That's BOBARRIAGA.com.
Cool stuff. I'll put it on my website. All right, thanks. You fired me up to keep me rolling to the end of the show today, okay? Then you got to do this on a regular basis, so you got to give me that bit of fun to keep in my life, okay?
All right.
Thanks, Bob. Take care.
Thank you.